Well, I guess it's time for another edition of A Day at the Beach podcast. It's 125 this time around. My name is Clint Beachwood. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Thanks for listening to my record collection. I try to do these once a month, and the last one was in early October, and here it is early December, and things didn't quite go as planned in the month of November. Busy time of year for me, and things happen, you know, and so I'm just decided to let's do this, and I want to do one now. I would love to do a Christmas show here before Christmas rolls around, so I have 2 weeks or so to do that. We'll see how that goes. Not making any promises, but that's my goal, all right? So let's start off with a band called Big Mick and the Curl. Don't know a whole lot about these guys other than they've put out, I think, 3 albums now, surf music albums. I'm going to play a song off of Not of This Surf. The song is called Thunderhead, and it's just pretty straightforward, smooth, clean surf music. Nothing real fancy, but it's a really good production, and I really enjoy it. I really like these guys, and all the songs that they've put out I really like. So, again, Big Mick and the Curl with Thunderhead, and once again, thanks so much for listening. We just heard the Kilaueas doing a song called Dio in Expensivo. And it comes off of an album called The Kilaueas and Surfer Joe Play the Astronauts and More. And I have been playing that album a lot since I got it, probably the end of summer, I think. And I'm sure most of you know that I do two other shows. Besides the podcast, I do my original show on KCR Radio from San Diego State called Instros Only. I've been at KCR since 2001. And then I do a show on North Sea Surf Radio called Where's the Singer? And I've been doing that for about, three or four years now. And the thing is, both of those shows have deadlines. Well, KCR is live on Thursdays, so I have to be in the studio and I have to have everything ready to go. And you can only hear it live. The North Sea Surf Radio show, I have a deadline of when the show needs to be sent off to the Netherlands. And that's one thing that's really, that keeps me busy during the week, that I have these two shows. And the podcast just sort of, I'll do it when I get around to it type of a thing. And so that's why I tend to procrastinate on the podcast, even though I probably, without a doubt, I put more effort into the podcast than the other two. I'm very selective on the songs I pick for the podcast as opposed to the other two, even though I don't like playing songs that I don't like or songs that I don't think are good. But just I'm very selective on the songs I play for the podcast because the podcast is there for as long as Rick will have it on his website. And the other two shows, KCR is live. If you don't hear it, then it's gone unless you record it, of course. And same with the North Sea Surf Show. It airs once on Saturday and then again on Sunday. It reruns and that's it. You'd never hear it again. And so, but the podcast, anytime you want, go back to podcast 125, listen to it over and over and over. And so I really tried to do or put forth my best effort on the podcast, and hopefully it shows a little bit anyway. One other thing, I've been playing a lot of songs over the past few months from albums, and I'm going to put a lot of those albums up on the shelf after today's show. Let's go tripping! Okay, thanks, you guys. The lively ones in the background, by the way. So who else have we played? I failed to do that. The Kilaueas with, again, Dio in Expensivo. A song they wrote trying to sound a lot like the Astronauts. Before that, Satan's Pilgrims off of their At Home With Satan's Pilgrims. We heard The Lonely Pilgrim and started the show off with Big Mick and The Curl doing Thunderhead, again from their Not of This Surf album. So a lot of these albums that I've been playing a lot of, they're going to go back in the standard rotation. I probably won't play them again for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. For now, let's play a cut by the Me Gustas from their album Me Gusta Jorge Arbusto. I'm going to play Luke Adore the Luchador. My name is Clint Beachwood. This is A Day at the Beach, podcast number 125. We'll be right back. Well, I'm pulling some old CDs off the shelf here, some songs I haven't played for a long time, such as that song right there. It's by the Mighty Surf Lords from Reno, Nevada, and the name of the song is called Endless Nights. Into the Surf is the name of the album. Before that, Davey Allen and the Arrows did Cycle Path from his latest release called the Mini Album. Mini because it only has seven songs on it. I think there are, three or four vocals, three or four instrumentals. Before that, it was the Star and Key of the Indian Ocean, a unique name for a band, don't you think? The Star and Key of the Indian Ocean. They did a song called Thessaloniki, and that comes from their album Rock and Roll Fiasco. And the Migustas started that set off with Lucador the Luchador. Again, the album is Migusta Jorge Arbusto. So I'm pulling a few things off the shelf I haven't played for a long time, and I will return them to the shelf, and not to be played again until I go through my entire collection. Up next is the Surf City Neptunes. Gonna play a song called Thruster. This album came out in 2000. It's called Snapped. And again, these are the Surf City Neptunes. We'll be right back.
Americans. This is the Tsunami Bots. We are interrupting this broadcast with a special robotic service announcement. We have seized control of these airwaves. From now on, this program will be called
Robot at the Beach.
We will now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
A Surfonica band from Argentina that I'll talk about here in just a second. Tsunami Bots from Vermont did Theme Code. That comes from their album The Crushing. A pretty recent release within the past couple months. And Surf City Neptunes did a song called Thruster from their Snapped album, which came out in Y2K. Remember all the horror we were going through with the anticipation of switching over from 1999 to 2000. The world was going to come to an end with the computer meltdown, and it just didn't quite happen, I don't think. Anyway, let me tell you about Surfonico. Many years ago, I think back before the turn of the century, speaking of Y2K, there was a band here from San Diego called Surf Report. Rick Wilkinson and company put out several albums. They toured a lot, and they played a lot in San Diego. They were a big reason that I really got involved in surf music, because I saw them play locally so much, and I really got to like Surf Report quite a bit, and I became friends with the guys, especially Rick. So as time goes along, Rick is involved with a little bit with the radio show from KCR, and we've remained friends, and then he basically offered a lot of his website that he owns, and he says, hey, if you want to use it and want to do a podcast, knock yourself out, which I'm doing, and now I play songs, and I get an album from this band, Surfonica, in Argentina. Well, Surfonica just happens to be the name of a Surf Report song, and the guys in this band like Surf Report so much that they took their name from one of the songs done by Surf Report, and I am playing it on the podcast, which Rick Wilkinson is allowing me his web space to broadcast the song. So it's sort of come full circle, and I think that is very cool. Okay. Just shows you what a great little community we have here, isn't it? Just amazing. Alrighty. It was Surfonica. They did a song called El Camino, and it comes from their first official release called Firewaves. And they are from Argentina. Well, back in the Washington, D.C. area, we have a band called the Atomic Mosquitoes. They've been around for quite a while and also have put out some very cool albums. I'm going to play a song off Meltdown. You're listening to A Day at the Beach. just heard the Grand Bois. They come from Finland. And from their album Apocalypse 2012, we heard Bottom of the Wave. From Brazil, we heard Gasolines doing Dark Alley, and that comes from their album Pura Veneta. The Turbosonics before that with a brand new release from Bongo Boy Records. We heard a song called Jeanette's Pier, and that comes from the album Gnarly Wave Volume 1. I think Bongo Boy is venturing into the world of surf music, and they put out this brand new compilation, 15 songs, 15 bands, and Volume 2 is, boy, right around the corner from what I understand. Thank you, Bongo Boy, for sending me that cool compilation called Gnarly Wave. And before that, it was Los Meltones going back a few years with Surfin' Natasha. If you're old enough to remember Rocky and Bullwinkle, we know Boris and Natasha pretty well, don't we? Surfin' Natasha, that comes from Los Meltones' album Surfin' at Black Point. I would like to wish my oldest daughter, my firstborn, a very happy birthday today. I'm sure she'll be listening. She just can't wait for her dad's next podcast to be released so she can crank up the surf tunes there at work. I tease once again. Anyway, happy birthday, Carly. Oh, and speaking of exciting things going on in my life, I am going to retire from my day job at the end of December, and I'm going to be devoting a little bit more time to this podcast than the other shows I do, so I'm very much looking forward to retiring. I've been at my current employer over 35 years now, and I think it's time to move on. So it's kind of exciting, kind of scary, but it's time to do this, and the end of the year is drawing near, and the 28th is the day. If you are in Southern California or wherever you are, if you would like to attend a little retirement party, they're throwing one for me. It's at a place called Tio Leo's in the Del Mar area of San Diego. The band Superwave has been kind enough to provide their services for this wonderful event. It's going to be January 14th. It's a Saturday, 2017. January 14th, 2017, 2 to 6 p.m. at Tio Leo's in Del Mar. Appetizers and soft drinks provided. The hard drinks you'll have to buy yourself in the other room or at the bar. So we should be having a good time. Really looking forward to it. Well, those were the Woodies from their album Swimming in the Reverb. The song was Agent Woodrow. Very cool little spy number there by the Woodies. They're from the Bay Area of San Francisco, Bay Area of California. And let's see, I'm going to wrap the show up with a band from Mexico called Dr. Triton. They have recently put out an album called Surfing Contest. It has about six, seven, eight songs on it. I'm going to play a song called Detective de Bikinis. That sounds like a good job to me, doesn't it? All right. Thanks for listening. It's been podcast number 125 of A Day at the Beach. My name's Clint Beachwood. Be sure to check out my playlists on Surf Guitar 101 or my Facebook page dedicated to this show, A Day at the Beach. I hope you've enjoyed. Your comments are always welcome. You know that. You know that. If you listen to this at all, you know that I love hearing from my listening audience. So let's wrap things up here with Dr. Triton from Mexico, and I will be back hopefully with a Christmas special before Christmas hits on December 25th. Thanks for listening again. See you next time.